It may have been a home where children once played, or perhaps a roadside business that helped parents put food on the table. Maybe a guest house for passing tourists. Whatever it was, it is now and forever part of a massive debris field that runs the length of the Milamchi River in Sindhupalchok district. In valleys across Nepal, homes and businesses have been swallowed up by major floods 3 times this year. Weeks on from the latest deluge in October, the number of dead and missing is still rising, and the list of damaged and destroyed buildings is getting longer. Many Nepalese have been living in limbo for months. Naju is a mother and a grandmother. She and her husband invested everything they had in trout farms that sat at the river's edge, a trade they had hoped to pass on to the next generation. What they spent years building was gone in a day.
My son and husband were trying to save the farm, but then we had to run. As we were watching, flood waters came and swept away all the trees, and we took the kids and escaped. The next morning, we came back to have a look, and everything was gone.
Her daughter Bhima ran the family cafe, which also became a casualty of unseasonably extreme weather. She says she now feels lost.
I could not have even imagined what happened. We sacrificed a lot to build that place and it didn't even last 2 years. I'm very sad about that.
Thousands of people across Nepal, just like Bhima, have lost everything and are trying to rebuild their lives from scratch.
Families displaced by the floods are living in these makeshift camps for now, but they're waiting for more semi-permanent housing to be built further uphill. Now that's going to be made out of corrugated metal sheets, not necessarily the best protection against the coming winter cold. But even though the river has receded, the idea right now is to get as far away from the waterline as possible and onto more solid ground.
But even uphill, that may not be so easy to come by. Disaster management experts are warning that areas in the Himalayan region that saw heavy rains are now at greater risk from landslides. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Sindhupalchok District, Nepal.